About 7,000 years elapsed between the dawn of the Middle Eastern Neolithic and the establishment of Sumer. Indians navigated the same path in somewhat less time. The data are too sketchy to be more precise. Pride of place must go to the Olmec, the first technologically complex culture in the hemisphere. Appearing in the narrow waste of Mexico about 1800 BC, they lived in cities and towns centered on temple mounds. Strewn among them were colossal male heads of stone, many 6 feet tall or more, with helmet-like headgear, perpetual frowns, and somewhat African features, the last of which has given rise to speculation that Olmec culture was inspired by voyagers from Africa. But the Olmec were but the first of many societies that arose in Mesoamerica in this epoch. Most had religions that focused on human sacrifice, dark by contemporary standards, but their economic and scientific accomplishments were bright. They invented a dozen different systems of writing, established widespread trade networks, tracked the orbits of the planets, created a 365-day calendar, more accurate than its contemporaries in Europe, and recorded their histories in accordion-folded books of fig tree bark paper. Arguably their greatest intellectual feat was the invention of zero. In his classic account, Number, the Language of Science, the mathematician Tobias Danzig called the discovery of zero one of the greatest single accomplishments of the human race, a turning point in mathematics, science, and technology. The first whisper of zero in the Middle East occurred about 600 BC. When tallying numbers, the Babylonians arranged them into columns, as children learn to do today. To distinguish between their equivalents to 11 and 101, they placed two triangular marks between the digits. Curiously, though, they did not use the symbol to distinguish among their versions of 1, 10, and 100. Nor could the Babylonians add or subtract with zero, let alone use zero to enter the realm of negative numbers. Sanskrit mathematicians first used zero in its contemporary sense, a number, not a placeholder, sometime in the first few centuries AD. It didn't appear in Europe until the 12th century. Even then, European governments and the Vatican resisted zero, a something that stood for nothing, as foreign and un-Christian. Meanwhile, the first recorded zero in the Americas occurred in a Maya carving from 357 AD, possibly before the Sanskrit. And there are monuments from before the birth of Christ that do not bear zeros themselves, but are inscribed with dates in a calendrical system based on the existence of zero. Does this mean that the Maya were then more advanced than their counterparts in, say, Europe? Social scientists flinch at this question, and with good reason. The Olmec, Maya, and other Mesoamerican societies were world pioneers in mathematics and astronomy, but they did not use the wheel. Amazingly, they had invented the wheel, but did not employ it for any purpose other than children's toys. Those looking for a tale of cultural superiority can find it in zero. Those looking for failure can find it in the wheel. Neither line of argument is useful, though. What is most important is that by 1000 AD, Indians had expanded their Neolithic revolutions to create a panoply of diverse civilizations across the hemisphere. 500 years later, when Columbus sailed into the Caribbean, the descendants of the world's Neolithic revolutions collided with overwhelming consequences for all.